This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, so we get to the high school roundtable. This half hour being brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Business, athletes, high school, college, doesn't matter. Go to NILGameChangers.org. And we're going to start out. We got Lewisburg and Shikellamy. The outstanding Greg Wetzel joins us. Sir,
yeah. How you doing?
Doing well. So how'd the golf course go this week?
Oh, it's getting better, Steve. It's getting a little better. Can't complain. I'm out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the leg is the issue, right?
Yep. But it's getting better.
That's good. That's great.
It's getting better.
I did something Monday I've never done in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Right. So all I wanted to do was play nine holes. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I haven't had, I mean, I haven't really played much in the last 10 days because of games and things like that.
Sure.
Football practice and so forth. You know, just I have a job to do.
That's right.
So I get out and I said, look, I'll play the back nine of the white course. I shot one under par 35.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
I've never done that before.
Nope, I've done two under on the front nine at Bucknell. That's the best I've ever done.
That's an amazing.
But then I didn't do quite that well on the back nine.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, I only played the nine, but still.
Yeah.
Yep. So
it's wonderful when you do stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just glad I didn't botch up any other holes except for 14. All right, so now let's get the opening game. Lewisburg wins the opening game.
Yes, they did.
Tight game. So mentally,
good game. Yep.
Yeah,
good
mentally, game. Not just the physical part of it. Mentally, what did they show you?
Well, they showed me a lot, Steve, and this is why I say that. In the first quarter, they fumbled three times.
Oof.
Once on their own one-yard line, mm-hmm. once inside Lime Mountain's five-yard line, and once on their own 40-yard line. And they came out of that first quarter only behind 15-7. So the defense stood up. They stayed true to what they were or what they are. And kept their heads and moved down the field and started running the ball and scored some touchdowns and took the lead and held on for the win.
That's exactly what you're looking to do. If you're a coach, Greg, and you see that kind of performance where you overcome adversity and some of it your unforced errors,
mm-hmm.
and still win, what does that tell you?
Oh, that the coach was very happy with the performance of the kids, not giving up. He said on the sidelines they were up the whole game, just say, hey, come on, we can do this, don't worry about it, we'll get it back, that type of thing. So a testament to the kids and the coaching staff, really, in the first game of the year against a quality opponent to come back and win that game.
We always talk about game one to game two improvement because now you have a game under your belt where you can make corrections. What corrections do you think Lewisburg should be making?
Well, What they're going to have to do is come up with a passing attack, Steve. They completed three passes for 13 yards. They ran for over 300 yards. But, you know, I'm sure Shikalimi saw that, and they're going to say, hey, we're going to make the quarterback beat us and put nine guys maybe up close to the line of scrimmage. He has the capability of doing that. He has the receivers that can catch the ball. He just has to get it to them. And I think that's the biggest adjustment they're going to have to make, getting their passing game going just to keep defensive honest. That's all.
All right, so now you get to this game with Shikalimi coming up, and Shikalimi's coming off an absolute heartbreaker against Milton.
Heartbreaking, yep.
Right? I mean,
yep.
That's just a hard way to lose. And then, of course, Dave had to work with the suit. So, I mean, imagine how he felt. Kidding. So what's your thought process on that game going in based on the style Shikalimi showed in the opener and the style Lewisburg played?
Well, I think, again, it's first score is going to be a big deal here.
Yeah.
Because Shikalimi likes to run the ball, too, the same way Lewisburg does. So if Lewisburg can get the lead or Shikalimi get the lead and they can stay with their game plan, I think that's going to be huge in the outcome of the game. The one thing I saw with Shikalimi, they had a lot of penalties, so they're going to have to clean that part of the game up.
Yeah.
Lewisburg didn't have that many penalties. Theirs was the turnover, the fumble issue. So that's what Lewisburg is going to have to clean up. So I think the first score is going to be huge, though, in this game.
Yeah, you know, and see, the penalties are maddening. If they're pre-snap penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can control pre-snap penalties. You control
exactly.
That. Now, if something happens, you know, guy takes off, you grab the shirt in the open field or whatever, and they call holding or pass interference. Okay, that's part of the play. But the pre-snap stuff and anything that's a personal foul on sportsmanlike conduct after the whistle, you can control that. Yeah,
that's right. Yep. So no, I think it's gonna be a great game. And I think it's going to be a quick game because, like I said, they both like to run the ball so much. So I think getting a lead is going to be very important in this game.
Well, as always, my friend, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, and have fun this week in West Virginia.
Well, do the best you can.
Okay. Take
All
care,
right.
Steve.
Thanks, Greg. Chief next.
Coach Briggs.
Ah, Coach Briggs is next. Okay. I think Greg quit on us. Coach Briggs? Coach Briggs? Coach Briggs? There he is. Coach, how are you? Hello. Hey, Coach, how are you? Not so sure you can hear me. Steve? Hello, Steve. Think we got a shot here. Hello, Steve.
Coach Briggs is here.
There we go. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Doing well. Great to have you with us on the show today.
Yeah, always great to be here.
You expect a tough opener with Juniata. Got that. So mentally, not just the physical part of it, mentally, what did Selins Grove show to be the team that walked off the field the winner last Friday?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, Selins Grove lost a ton of big players from a year ago. And we talked last week, and the big question was going to be what they were going to do offensively, defensively, kind of new, because I think they had 8-9 guys back there. But they came out and double tight, in some cases a tight wing, and they moved Devin Bastian, the All-State receiver, in at quarterback. Now, he had played quarterback a couple years ago when Pastore, the quarterback, got dinged up and he played 3 games. But they virtually took the ball, 7-8 play drive, and drove the length of field, put it in. And went up 7-0. And the other question was going to be the kicker, and ended up having a good kicker, and they went up 7-0. The game stayed that way until about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So right. Neither team really generated much after that. A lot of first game jitters. I listened to the tail end of the Lewisburg game. And it kind of had the same feel, Steve. The Selinks Grove offense reverted to almost exclusively running the football.
Right.
Quick game. And the good thing was they let Rocco Amato, the sophomore quarterback, get some throws under his belt, and he did pretty well. So they need to do that. They need to get that confidence where they can throw the football because they've got the bodies. They've got some really good players. And offensively, I think that's going to be the key from here on out, basically being able to throw the ball.
So that brings me to the next question. We always talk about the improvement from game one to game two because you have video under your belt, and you can make some corrections. What are a couple of corrections Selinks Grove can make to be even better?
Well, I think number one, I always just say this exactly using the words right out of your mouth, Steve. You get better week one to week two for a lot of reasons. You got game experience under your belt, and the big thing is film. You have film that you can correct. You now have film on the opposing team that you can look at and study outside of a scrimmage early in the season. And I call that real-time film. So that's going to be a big, big factor going from week one to week two because they have to. Twin Valley is one of the best teams in the state. Lost to Mannheim Central in the quarterfinals a year ago. Got to go down there. It's down in the Reading area, so it's a place they've never been before. There's going to be a lot of new things happening, and the fact that they're playing so many young kids.
All right, something that can always be maddening for any coach are the pre-snap penalties or anything post-play. In other words, the stuff you can control. How good was Selinks Grove with that last week?
Not good. Not good at all. I probably was a little bit too critical on the radio at times.
Yeah.
10 penalties, I think, for 90 yards was similar, something like that. Juniata had 4 penalties for 20 yards, so it was a big discrepancy there. A lot of it was, I said they used 2 quarterbacks, Gavin Bastian and Rocco Amato. Whenever that happens, just the sound of the voice off of the cadence, there were yeah. 4 plays in a row where they had motion penalty. Crazy stuff. There were some personal foul things that I know. I talked to Coach Wenrick after the game. He's going to be cleaning that up. Probably did Saturday morning. So those are the things that can't happen when you play a good quality opponent.
My friend, thank you so much. Great analysis as always. Look forward to next week.
All right, appreciate it, Steve. Good luck down in Mountaineer country.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Good to have Coach Briggs on the show. He's outstanding. Which now brings us to the Chief. I know that when the suit went over to paint Chief in the backyard, he spelled it Chef. I don't know how this happens. So.
That's a good one. That is a good one. Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, that's our guy. Okay, Dave, if I were to give anybody the definition of heartbreaking, I would show them the Milton Shikalimi tape. Would that be fair?
Very much so. I thought that our football team played very well against, I would think, is also a pretty good football team. And, you know, it was that... first and 10 from the 1 foot line of Milton's territory that ended up being a 99-yard touchdown by the quarterback. You don't see that very often, and there was a big heartbreak right there. That tied the score at 14-14, which led eventually to the overtime loss.
Okay, so did they stay away from the pre... I've been asking everybody this. Stay away from the pre-snap stuff. Did they stay away from post... play extracurriculars, the maddening things that you can control but make a coach just go through the roof?
Beginning of the game, we had a motion penalty on the lineman, and I thought we were back to starting at first and 15 instead of first and 10. But after that, I thought they did very well, Steve. Did a good job with the snap. There was a good job with everybody waiting. Even when they put people in motion, you know, everything went well there. We had one penalty for personal foul, and you know, it really wasn't a personal foul. I found that out by talking with the player and a couple of other players that he was trying to punch the ball out like everybody does nowadays when you've got two or three guys holding on to one of the runners. He was trying to punch the ball out, and the official gave him a personal foul for punching. So that was not intentional. So it cost them yardage, but I'm not going to count that one. I thought the kids did a good job managing themselves and with their penalties.
Same question I asked the others. Now you have video. Video, of course, reveals certain things. There'll be a lot of pluses on that video. What are a couple of corrections that should be thought of for this team this week?
Well, the offensive line has to do a better job when you talk about when they run plays where, you know, in the wing tee, the waggle play, the quarterback rolls out left or right.
Right.
And the offside guard did a great job of getting the onside rusher in defense. The backside was where it broke down. And many times Brody had to scramble. That's one thing. We did a nice job of getting Milton off the line, and there were holes there for the runners. So I think if they do that again this week, they'll be fine there. The one thing that I noticed was we looked tired in the last part of the fourth quarter and in the overtime. And I think they just need to, you know, I know you can't get in shape in 1 week, but what happens, I realize this, that once you play the game, you realize what you need to be out there for the entire game. And a lot of times that helps mentally with the kid, and they get themselves to a point that, hey, I got to go as strong now as I did in the first quarter. So those are really the only two things I saw.
Any thoughts on Lewisburg going into this one, especially after their opening win?
Well, I watched the Lewisburg Line Mountain game. I have a good interest in Line Mountain. I grew up right on the border, so when I was in high school, most of the kids that I hung around with were Line Mountain kids. But I noticed in the first half that there were some unforced turnovers, basically fumbles. And, you know, I think Lewisburg went for a touchdown right away, a pretty long run. But then Line Mountain got the ball, and they drove like 10 plays. And I thought, okay, that's a sign to me that Line Mountain's going to control the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with how the kids from Lewisburg seem to be just a little bit better as far as their physical ability at the end of the game. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Line Mountain's a small school, and a lot of those boys were going both ways. So that's two things. I noticed that they did not pass the ball much, and we'll see if Coach Kaiser does anything to it to take that. I know from before, when I used to go scouting, if I told Coach Purnell that they didn't throw very much and he had the plays, sure enough, we'd gear up for the run and they passed the heck out of us the next game. you know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah.
being scouting all those years, I bite my tongue once in a while. But I think this is going to be a good game. I really do. And plus, I'll get to be personally with Greg, my buddy Greg Wetzel. We can't come up there anymore because of him. But we used to have a great time, you know. So I'll get to talk to him and Justin. So I think it'll be a good night.
See, I told Todd. By the way, Kevin did respond to my comment about chefs.
Uh huh.
He texted me, "Great googly moogly."
Yeah. Hey, you know. After we were done, you know, Kevin always worries about, you know, how he covered things, and I thought he did an excellent job. And you know, you're hardest on yourself, but you know, it was we had our moments again, him and I. But thank goodness we always got along well, and we tried to make the broadcast entertaining, along with trying to make sure everybody knows what's going on.
You guys do that. every time out. Chief, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, you're headed down. My daughter was in Morgantown for several years. She worked down there. I saw a lot of West Virginia games. It's going to be crazy down there, Steve, but have a good call.
I appreciate it. Thanks. All right. Our high school roundtable for this week. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Okay. The ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Go to NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.